Corinthians chapter number 13, but we'll go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. I left my wireless mic in the back on the table. All right. Maybe I did bring it out or somebody went and got it, so that's good. Getting nervous. I've been stuck in one spot. 1 Corinthians. Corinthians 13:11. The Bible says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I become a man, I put away childish things. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse 27. Try to gather a couple thoughts from these. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27, it says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for principles. God, help us to learn to live by them. Help us, God, to have character within ourselves to do what is right. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says, the Apostle Paul wrote, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. And then he speaks again, as he mentioned in 1 Corinthians 9:27, that basically he took control of his own life. He said, I keep under my body and bring it under subjection. He takes control. He's going to make sure he's the one that's holding the reins. Now, I want you to understand these two verses, these two thoughts that I have with you tonight. And I normally don't do a whole lot of preaching like this, but sometimes it's needed. These two verses, I believe, talk about the difference between maturity and immaturity. You see, when he says, I became a man, he's not talking about when he got 6 foot tall. When I become a man, he's not talking about when he grew some chest hairs. Okay? And when he says, when I became a man, he's not talking about biceps. He's not talking about when he turned 21. He says, I became a man. What he's talking about is that he took the control of his own life. He reached a place of maturity. May I say to you, God does not equate the things we often equate to manhood. We think if a guy gets to a place where he can drive a car, he's matured. Thinks if a fellow is working that and got a job, that means that he's mature. If some fellow grows to a certain point, he can get going and be 21 and be legal age, that somehow he's reached maturity. That's what we think in our culture. But may I say to you, God doesn't equate any of those things to what we would call manhood or maturity. I want to say to you what the Apostle Paul is talking about. You reach manhood when you take control of your own life. Amen? Don't look at me quiet tonight. I'll preach a long time. See, what he's saying, when I became a man, I put away childish things. I took the reins of my own life. I started doing some things that once my parents had to do for me. One time, if those things were going to get done in my life, they had to be an authority figure over me that forced me to do those things. Now, I want to say to you, you're going to reach maturity when it no longer requires someone to stand over you and tell you what to do. Right? Isn't that maturity? Don't you think so? I do. I think it's when you reach a point where mom and dad don't have to tell you to pick your socks up out of the floor. Man, Jill took a long time for her to raise me that point. Huh? I mean, I probably didn't reach manhood at about 36. Huh? And she's looking at me again. Maybe I fail still yet. I still ain't got there yet, Brother John. You see, I want you to understand that's what it is. It doesn't require someone standing over you telling you what to do. It's when you start telling yourself what to do. You know what maturity is? The difference between maturity and immaturity is this. Most of us that are adults here, if we still have our teeth, someone don't have to tell us to brush our teeth. But you know what I have to do every morning? I have to tell my boys, go brush your teeth. And let me tell you, I said, all right, I'll run in there, Dad. Here he comes again. I said, you brush your teeth? Yeah, Dad, I brush my teeth. Really? Yeah, Dad, my toothbrush wet. Hey, I'm smart enough to pull. I pulled that same trick when I was your age. Get back in there and brush your teeth, right? I mean, he still got pizza on his teeth from last night. I mean, he ain't brushed his teeth, right? I mean, you have to tell a child, do everything. Yeah, listen, you got to tell your children, go take a bath, right? Because they're not mature enough yet. Someone has to be the authority figure that says, you've got to do this. Someone has to stand over them and command them and say, this is what you're going to do. Even as they get a little older, little teenagers, that don't mean they've reached maturity because suddenly their voices change. Huh? Listen, these young ladies, they don't reach maturity just because some boy starts calling on the phone. They'll come to you and they'll rebel against you. And by the way, you always rebel against your authority figure. I may preach on that, but I want you to understand, they've not reached maturity because they'll have better ideas. They think, man, I think I want to go to church. I don't want to go to church tonight. You know what you got to do? You've got to say, you're going to church. There's got to be that authority figure that stands above them. I want to say, if it was up to my boys, you know what they'd eat? They'd live off macaroni and cheese, ice cream, and pizza. Huh? Now, I'll tell you what. I like macaroni and cheese pretty good. I like ice cream pretty good. I like ice cream a lot. Amen? I mean, I like it a lot. And, I mean, I really like ice cream. I mean, that's kind of a downfall. I really like chocolate. If it's up to me, it'd be M&M's and ice cream. You mix M&M's and ice cream any way you want to, and it turns out good. Amen? I believe that. I mean, I'm getting hungry. I'm ready to break. But we only got vegetables down there, I think, tonight. I mean, it's all good. But you've got to have enough maturity to say, you know what, I can't have this every meal. But a child don't have that maturity. A child, they don't think as a man thinks. They don't talk the way a man talks. They don't do what a man does, or men do. You know what they do? They act like a child. Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I talked, I thought, I acted. This, when I became a man, I no longer required some outside influence, some outside force to require me to get in line. I started keeping myself in line. Amen. That's what the Apostle Paul is talking about. I want you to understand, here's what character is. That's what I'm preaching on tonight. Character is when you start parenting yourself. Huh? Character, to have true character, is to learn how to parent yourself. You don't have to have someone else do it for you. It doesn't have to be an outside force that keeps you in line. He mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. Turn back over there. I want you to look at that again. Verse 27. I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. You know what he says? He says, I have to bring my body into subjection. If you got to bring it into subjection, that means it doesn't want to cooperate. Now, I'll tell you what, my body, there's a lot of times it doesn't want to cooperate with things I know that I ought to do. You know what? It's not natural for this body and this mind to want to fall in line and do what God says is best to do. Now, that's just the truth. And that's the way children are. Now, I want you to understand that... That now, children, they're out there. You know what their parents have to do? They have to put them back in line. They have to get them out. We have to have character. Now, listen to this. If we're to have character, God expects us to have character, and character is parenting itself, you're going to have to do some things for yourself that once was required of your parents to do for you. Right? Now, that's pretty simple. I'll give you some thoughts. Have you ever noticed... children, they don't grow on trees and fall off ripe. You ever notice that? They don't. You know what God requires for children? He requires parents. May I say to you, it doesn't take a village, it takes parents. It takes a mom and dad. Amen? They ought to be the ones raised. It's not the government's job to raise kids. It's parents' job to raise children. I don't need some force out here telling me how to raise my children. Man, there's some guy wanted to whoop me at church camp because I whooped Andrew because he whined. Yeah, I mean, he said, I don't come up here and hit you. I said, whatever, if he whines, he's going to get a whooping. Amen? I may have got whooped, but I can tell you what, it ain't going to stop me from whooping my kids. Amen. If they need it, bless God, they... I ain't talking about beating them, but I'm talking about they get out of line. Someone has to hold the form and the mold until they get in the right frame and take set in that form and that mold that God has called us to set them in. I want you to understand that God gave us parents. And you know why? Because When we grew up, we required parents, and yet children today require parents. Now, if character is parenting yourself, I need to understand what the responsibility of a parent is, don't I? If I've got a parent myself, I need to not worry about, well, how am I supposed to necessarily raise Isaac, Andrew, and Eli? I need to know what a parent's supposed to do so I'll understand how I'm taking care of myself. Let me give you three things real quick, and then I'll hit the message real fast. But I'm still in the introduction, so hang on. First, look with me at Genesis 18, verse number 19. Genesis 18, verse number 19. The Bible says this, speaking of Abraham, here's what God said of him, "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, and the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." God says, listen, I know all about Abraham. He's going to command his children and his household after him. Let me tell you the first thing. You notice it says he'll command them after him. In other words, he's setting the example. He's after him. I mean, he doesn't live by this business, do as I say, not as I do. You see, he commanded them after him. In other words, he says, I want you to go this way, and he's going this way. He's not telling them to go this way, and he himself going this direction. You see, I want you to know he commanded them after him. And by the way, you know what? Children are not going to give you too much slack about following your leadership if you're doing the same thing. Huh? If you're setting the same example, they'll go right along with you. Not too much slack. But if you start commanding them to do one thing, you do another, there's going to be problems there. They're smart enough to say, why do you get to eat chocolate chip cookies, Dad, and I have to go to bed? Huh? Because I'm the dad. Huh? They're smart enough to figure out that logic ain't right. Huh? Right? Come on. They're smart enough to figure that out. And so what's the best thing to do? Not let them know you're eating chocolate chip cookies. Huh? All right? Let them fall asleep first. Then get the ice cream and chocolate chip cookies and M&Ms. Right? Listen, I got news for you. You set the example. You want your children to do right, you set the right example in front of them. But notice what you know, he's going to say, follow after him. Abraham never said worship God and not worship God. They watched Abraham, his family, everybody that Abraham was leading, they could look out and see Abraham talking to God in the field. Some people say, what a nut. And you know what? Everybody that was with him, every one of Abraham's servants, they could look and say, you know what? That man worships God. I mean, he commanded us. You're going to follow. But not only that, he set the example, but he was in command too. You notice that? I know that he will command his children. I want you to understand that authority, men, doesn't emanate from you just because you're a male in species. Huh? In fact, one of the things I believe, a principle in the Word of God, and I'm not going to take all the time to go from it. The only reason you have any authority in your life is because it's been given to you because you've placed yourself under the authority of God. You're a person under authority before you ever have any authority. See, a lot of people, they never get that. And they'll never succeed for God unless they realize someone is going to be in charge regardless. And so, may I say to you, somebody's got to be in charge, whether in the home, whether at work, or you just have chaos. Somebody's got to be in charge at church, or they're disarray there as well. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, yes, you set the example. You set the example, but you be in command. I got news for you. He didn't say, all right, here's what I'm going to do. Now we're going to vote on it. You ever have parents they think it's good parenting? Must read a book out there, Good Parenting. We voted on whether or not we were going to go to your church or their church. I'm going to let them decide. You know what? I've seen a lot of people planting gardens, and they let that garden decide whether or not it's going to produce tomatoes and corn and cucumbers or weeds. Huh? If you let that garden choose what it's going to produce, what's it going to produce? Weeds. Huh? Come on. You know what? If you let your children choose, I promise you, they're not going to produce any fruit. I mean, common sense, amen? I mean, there's some people that may have degrees in psychology that ain't got the sense that God gave a goose. Amen. Man, I'm just telling you, I want you to understand that. And you say, but preacher, are you mad against psychologists? And all? No, I got a sister. I don't know the difference between psychology and psychologists and all that kind of stuff. She's got some type of degree in it. And if she starts acting crazy, I'll let her know about it too. Amen. huh? I will. And, you know, I tell her what I think, and she just looks at me funny sometimes. But I want you to understand, she works with criminals and stuff, so she's pretty hard-nosed. And working with criminals, children, about the same thing. Huh? You think that's funny? But you want me to tell you why they're a criminal? Because they can't parent themselves. Amen. That's good preaching. Some of them need to hear it. They can't parent themselves while they're in trouble. I'll talk about that here just in a minute. I want you to understand. I want you to understand. Not only do they set the example being commanded. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 13. I'll throw you another example in there. It spake of Eli. For I told him in verse 13 of 1 Samuel 3, 13. It says, for I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth. For the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile and restrained them not. You know, Eli was a pretty godly man. He was given to the Lord, and God blessed, and or Samuel was given to the Lord's young baby. But Eli was a godly man, but his boys were wicked. His boys were wicked. And you say, preacher, what are you saying? I want you to understand, I believe Eli set a good example, and Eli told them what they ought to do. He may have commanded them, but you know what? They rebelled. Now, you can command, and you set the example. Most of the time, they'll go along with it, but occasionally, they're going to buck up even if you set the right example, parents. Every once in a while, you're going to have some children going to rebel, even though you've done everything you possibly do. But you know what? It said that they didn't restrain them. That meant you do whatever you need to do by force to keep them from doing wrong. You don't negotiate with them. You don't go to them and say, you're breaking daddy's heart. You don't tell children you're breaking daddy's heart. Huh? I mean, listen, they might break your heart, but I'm going to break the backside of something else. Huh? That's what I'm thinking. You know, the Bible says this, that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. The modern idea today is you're going to warp their personality. I want to say to you, there's been many times I needed my personality warped. And I look at the little boys that God's given me, there's many times their personality needs warped. And I dare say every one of us here could look back and you needed your personality warped. Your children need their personality warped. And some of you are so deceived you think you have nothing but angels. Amen. You've run into that crowd. Everybody else gets rotten, but theirs is angels. Huh? Man, I want to tell you, Satan got the blinders pulled over your eyes. I want you to understand that it wasn't that he didn't set the example. It wasn't that he wasn't telling them what to do. But he didn't restrain them. You see, I want you to understand that there's some things we got to do, guys. If we're going to parent, now this is this part, and I'll get to the message. You got to set the example. You got to be in command as a parent. You got to restrain. Man, that'd make a good message right there to elaborate on. Just to take it a little bit farther and a little bit farther, but I'm not going to do it tonight. What I want to get back to is my main thought is character is parenting yourself. Character is doing for yourself what it once required your parents to do for you as a child. Character is being command over yourself. It means to establish rules for yourself, making sure they're carried out. Let me just tell you, if you want character, there's three things you're going to have in your life. And I'm going to be real quick. But number one, three things you better realize. If you're going to have character, you've got to take responsibility for your own life. I run into adults all the time that want to blame everybody under the sun for their failures. But Brother Ricky deals with them all the time. I deal with them. They want to blame it. It's the raising. I get so sick and tired when I hear people say, you just don't understand how I was raised. I can tell you this. I may not understand how you was raised, but I was raised in a home. They was fighting and fussing and cussing and drinking and women chasing and whoremongering and drugs and alcohol. And so I've seen things. By the time I was my boy's age, I hope they never seen all their life. You know what? I don't sit back and whine. You just don't understand how I was raised. I want to tell you what, there comes a point in time you better, God get a hold of your life. You start looking up and you're saying, you know what? I don't take responsibility for the way I behave. I don't take responsibility for what I do. I don't take responsibility for where I go. I don't take responsibility for the way I live my life. I'm going to take responsibility for the way I talk to people. It ain't going to be because I'm going to look back and say it was because of the way I was raised. No, you take responsibility for your own self, and that's character, amen? That's character, parenting yourself. Number two, Here's another principle I think you ought to get is this. You've got to establish some principles that you might be able to live by within. Talked about temptation in Sunday school class. Talk about a submarine that was crushed. I believe it's called the Thrasher. That was crushed and imploded at depths so deep that they couldn't find any. They found a few scrap pieces of this submarine and imploded. The pressure, so they've just crushed it. They searched and searched. And what happened? You know what happened? The pressure on the inside of that submarine didn't match the pressure that was on the outside of that submarine. You can go scuba diving, and you can take a can down. You can go down to a certain depth, and with that can, you know what happened? It'll start crushing. Let me tell you why. Because the pressure on the inside of that can doesn't match the pressure that's on the outside of that can. As you go deeper scuba diving, you've got to keep yourself from getting pressed together. Your lungs start getting pressed together. It requires more air. You have to use more air to keep your lungs expanded, right? I mean, the pressure gets deeper and harder and more on you. You know what? I can take a can of pop and throw to you tonight, and I meant to stop and buy a can of pop, and I absolutely forgot it. But then I got worried, what if we have some He-Man here that pops it? But you ever took a can of pop and tried to bust it like this? You ever squeezed it and thought, man, I'm going to bust this thing? Man, I'm going to tell you what, it ain't impossible. I've seen some people do it. But I'm going to tell you, there's very few people that can take a can of pop and just take one hand and squeeze it and bust it everywhere. You want me to tell you why? Because there's something on the inside of it. There's something inside of it that has pressure from within that is giving it strength from within to withstand the pressure from without. Amen? That's right, you can't bust it like that. I mean, I've seen some big old boys that could do it, but I want you to understand, you've got to establish some principles that you're going to live by that are guiding you within that you might not be crushed by the pressure from without. There's pressure in this world from every direction. And if you don't have principles to live by from this book, you're going to be crushed from without. Let me give you the third thing, I'll finish this up quickly. Number three, the less character you have, the more government or control someone has to have to keep you in line. The less character that you have, the more control you require. Now, let me illustrate this way. You ever seen teenagers? I wish you'd quit treat me like a baby. You ever heard a child say that? Teenager say that? Huh? I wish you'd quit treating me like a child. You know why? You know why they say that? Because they're acting like a child. That's the reason. Listen to me, young people. The reason your parents treat you like a child is because you're acting like one. You're not making decisions wise enough. You're not doing things the way you ought to. And you say, what do you mean? I'm saying this. It requires someone to have authority and control over your life. Our country has to have more government over it all the time. You say, why does it have to? I'll tell you why. I believe we're headed close to communism because people think there's got to be a global control over everybody's life. You want me to tell you why? Because there's lots of people in our society in this country that doesn't take control over their own life. They don't have enough character to take care of themselves. And when you listen to me, I want you to understand, the less character you have, there has to be some force out there that takes control. There's somebody out there going to take control. That's why the criminals are in jail. They didn't have responsibility enough to make wise decisions and do the right things. So they ended up in jail. Now, I'm going to tell you, you don't have to be the most wicked person in the world. But if you don't make good decisions, listen, I want you to understand, because most people that's in jail, if their mama had been standing there beside them when they made the stupid decision of whatever got them in jail, or their grandmother had been standing there, they said, don't you dare do that. That is wrong. But they didn't have a character enough to parent themselves, and that's where they ended up at. And Brother Jason, I'm sure, meets people all the time. You know, parents send them out and say, now, we want you to drive cautiously. And he looks, and here comes somebody in a big red vehicle going down the road, 95 mile an hour. Huh? Amen? Danny's looking back over. There's a guilty conscience right over there. I don't know. But not 95. Man, I guarantee you this, that mama told them not to drive like that when they went out the door. Amen? Huh? They didn't have enough character to parent themselves, therefore they get a big ticket. You know what he does? He enforces them. He pulls them over and says, bless God. He don't say, bless God. I'd like to see that. Huh? I'd like you to be able to stand there. Bless God. Now, Lee, you listen here. You're going to drive like you've got some brains. I'm going to shoot out your tires. That'd be fun. I promise you, if he could handle things that way, people would straighten up the way they drive. Amen? Not, you ain't going to argue with him. Just standing there with a gun. It just ain't going to happen. And you say, what are you saying? I'm saying this. Listen to me. You don't command yourself, somebody's going to have to command you. You don't take charge of your own life, someone's going to have to take charge for you. You don't protect your own self, guess what? Somebody's going to have to protect you. You don't restrain yourself, someone's going to have to restrain you. You don't discipline yourself, someone's going to have to discipline you. If you don't govern yourself, listen to me, I want you to understand someone's going to have to govern for you. Character is parenting yourself. And I believe God's people will get to the place where they learn how to take care of self for His glory. Let's pray. Father, thank You for the Word of God tonight. Help us to have people of character, not just people that think that they deserve because they've reached a certain age in their life, that they've reached maturity and that they deserve the adoration of people and the respect of people. God, help us as Your people to take responsibility for self. Help us as Your people be guided by principle from within, that we won't be crushed from the pressures from without. Lord, we are so thankful for the opportunity to be here tonight, but God, help us always, always to realize that the less character we have, the more restraint this world is going to put in our own life. God, I don't want the world to be restraining me. I want to be restrained by the principles of the Word of God. May my life be governed by this book. Lord, we thank You for tonight, and I pray that You'd move in Jesus' name.